Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fame, the WBMG radio show hosted by yours truly, DJ Gatsby. First and foremost, happy Friday to everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful week, a wonderful afternoon, and look forward to a wonderful weekend. This week, we have two phenomenal women as our guests. First and foremost, we have Nicola Mitchell. She's an author, publisher, philanthropist. She's the founder of the organization Girls Who Brunch Tour. Nicola, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, big shout out to you, my sister. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on time. I'm having a little problem with, you know, with the studio internet radio, but I got you online, so I think we're good. Anyway,
okay.
Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show, Alexis. My friend, it's been a long time since I've seen you. How have you been?
I'm good, King. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm good. Blessed, highly favored. I had to have you back on the show. We met back in 2014 down in Atlanta at the First Read Expo. You were one of the nicest people that I met there. Very friendly, very outgoing, very open. And you know, you showed me mad love ever since then. Whenever I contacted you, whenever I needed you for anything, you were always available. And I really appreciate it. You know, literary business can be kind of finicky, but you are one of the realest people that I've met. And I just want to congratulate you on your success and all the good things that have been happening to you, you know, since we met.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, you were pretty awesome as well when we met, and, you know, I believe in relationships, so I try to treat people like I want to be treated, and especially now that I have Girls Through Brunch, I see the fruits of that with just how the collaborations and the partnerships that I have been going on.
Yeah, I was very impressed with that organization and how all of that transpired when I met you. I don't know if you were just starting or you were in the planning phases. But as I followed you through social media, and I saw that organization grow. Now,
yeah.
I've talked to you before. We talked about your books and the publishing company doing great things. If you guys haven't read any of Nicola Mitchell's books, please go check them out. We'll probably give you the titles of some of those before we go. But I really want to talk about the Girls Who Brunch Tour and how that got started and, you know, some of the things that you guys have done so far. So how did you start the organization, and what are some of the things that you've done?
With Girls Who Brunch, we are a 501c3 that's located in Atlanta, Georgia. We have serviced 21 – we're on a 21-city tour. As of date, we've serviced almost 7,900 girls in the past 3.5 years. We're about to complete the fourth full year. It started from some, like, tragedies that I had going on. Yesterday was the fourth year anniversary of the death of my mother, and two weeks before my mother passed, I lost my son. And so that what really, like, that's kind of was my trigger, like, life is too short. And I kept saying I was going to add on a girls element to my regular book tour because I was always on, like, a 50-city book tour. So I was like, okay, I'm going to add on this girl component to the tour. So I was going to add 3 cities on. And, I mean, one thing I do know, I know how to market. I'm a blogger, too, so I know how to market. I know how to push it. So when I was creating it, I knew how to market the girl brand and things. So people were excited about it before we even launched it. And by the time we went to the first city, we received a proclamation from the city of Charleston. We had like 200 girls in attendance. And it went from three-city tour to we had 15 that wanted us to come on that first year, but we completed 9 successfully. And it just went from there. And just every year it has grown. Our typical number is about 250 girls per city. So okay. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, congratulations on you for that. I definitely want to talk to you about that more. Short interview, as you know, 15 minutes of fame is what we call. We're trying to get people on and off and just really get to the point that you're most well-known for at this point in your career. Now, you also nominated for a very prestigious award. I think they're going to be announcing the winners here in New York City with L'Oréal Paris. Tell us about that organization, L'Oréal Paris, and what you've been nominated for.
So my daughter nominated me. I ended up finding out later for L'Oréal Paris Women of Worth program. And so with the Women of Worth, L'Oréal takes 10 women in Canada and in the United States. They do it separately. And they feature them, highlight them. They give us a monetary donation, and then you have the opportunity to receive an additional $25,000. So when I first received notification from them back in March, I knew I was nominated, but I was in the top 1,000. So, you know, I've been nominated for so many things. I kept doing and submitting everything that they told me to do, my financials, my background check. Like, I had to do a background check, like a job. Like, I had to do all this stuff. I kept moving up, moving up, moving up. So I was, like, in the top 100. Then a top 50, then top 30. So when I got the notification I was in the top 10, It messed me up because I missed it when they called me to tell me I missed the call because I was preparing for a girls' food brunch. And so it was like when they emailed me later on, I thought it was a joke. And I'm still kind of floored by it. I'm so appreciative. Like, you know, prayer without work is dead. And I've been praying for God to show me that I needed to continue because to put on a production like that is very costly. And,
absolutely.
You know, with it being a 501c3 and we're still in the beginning stages, the donations isn't that much, but I don't turn anyone away. So if an organization says they have 50 girls and they want to come, I'm letting them come. I'm going to try to obtain sponsorship for them, but if not, I'm going to finance it myself. So this has just been a true testament of God. Like, to just allow it to continue. And then from there, they're going to honor us in New York next in 2 weeks. They're flying us to New York, and they're doing all this stuff. And, I mean, it's still surreal. But thank you so much for recognizing that.
No, I saw that right away. I contacted you and said, listen, let me do what I can to bring attention to your nomination for this award, bring attention to the girls, the Who Brunch Tour, as well as try and get votes from my followers, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, know, to try and help you win. You know, being nominated isn't just enough. You would like to win because of $25,000 cash award that goes to help you and your organization. But just to be nominated and recognized for what you do by a corporation like L'Oréal Paris is a major, major, major accomplishment. You got to give that a huge hand clap for me.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a testament to your success, your perseverance, and your dedication into helping young women, you know, the way that you do. Nonprofits, 501c's, I'm in the plans. I've been planning on starting one, but I really wanted to focus on what the objective of it was, because I want it to be something that I can sustain, you know, that I can sustain,
right.
And that will go on long after you know, I'm not here to support it. So the organization that you have, I think it's a great foundation. Young women need mentorship. They need guidance. They need education. They need nurturing. All the things that you give them is really, really a testament to your the blessings and the gifts that you have that you're willing to share. Now, other than the L'Oréal Paris Awards dinner, I guess, here in New York, what do you have in the future as well? You know, 2019 has been a good year for me. I see it's been very good for you. What plans do you have for 2020? Book publishing, Girls Who Brunch Tour, or any other ventures? What can people look forward to you from you in 2020?
I have a couple literary events already booked out, so praise God for that. In January and February, I'm going to be featured in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles County Library in February, and then also in February, I'll be featured in Atlanta with the Vision and Books event, hosted by Leisha. And what else I got going on? Girl, I got another version of Look, I Have a Question. That's my latest book. It's The Girls Who Brunch. We actually took all the girls' questions. We allow them to answer the panelist questions, but anonymously. So we collect their questions. So the questions can go all the way from how do you start your business, how do you handle bullying, to this last one was what if it's my brother? These are real questions coming from these girls. And, you know, we compiled all those questions in the book, and I had all these different women from across the country answer the questions in volume one. So because we've received different questions, I'm going to do volume two. And I also think I'm going to do a book in regards to my experience with working with these girls for 2020. We're going to go to Jamaica and Nigeria. We're in the planning phases for that. And just continue the tour and master the different cities. We have master classes that's going on as well in some cities, and we're trying to get that in all the cities nationwide that we have it going. And really focus on our gala. We have a gala Memorial Day weekend. We take all the girls from across the country and we bring them into Atlanta. We have a celebrity basketball game. We have a Tutus and Tennis Shoes gala and a day conference, a Get Lit and Fit day conference. Everything for the girls that weekend is free, but that's our fundraising weekend. Our goal is to raise $10,000 for the organization.
Well, you have a lot on your plate, and, you know, I'm just so excited to have you on the show to tell my listeners what's happening with Nicole Mitchell. I have two people on the line. I don't know if they have any questions for you. Now, my next guest, LaDonna Marie. LaDonna, are you there? Or maybe she's just going to listen. I'm not sure. And we have another call from the 770 area code. Let's see. You calling from 770? Wait a minute, LaDonna, are you there?
I am here.
Do you have a question or comment for Nicole before she goes?
Oh, I just want to say that congratulations on everything that you're doing with your girls. And I also wanted to know, do you work by yourself or do you have a team that works with you with the girls?
Child, we have a team. I cannot do it by myself. For 21 cities, we have 21 committees.
Okay. That is
great. Yes.
My little question is that, you know, we were all in Atlanta at the First Read Expo, Nicola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if you met LaDonna that day, but, yeah, we were all there. It's I met so many people at that event in 2014, and I'm still in contact and friends with them to this day. So, you know, yeah, that was a great day for me.
Yes,
yeah,
amazing.
So, LaDonna, you're in Atlanta? No, I'm not from Atlanta, but I lived in Savannah at the time, so I just drove over to that expo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Where are you located now?
Now I'm in Mississippi. I'm in Mississippi, but I drive and go, you know, all over the world.
Okay, yeah, well, you can join in any city. You know, we accept panelists. literary is my background, so I really highlight authors. We accept people to do workshops on self-esteem, on literacy, motivation, STEM-related programs. So you can jump in anytime you want to. And somebody's trying to bring us to Tupelo.
Look, we don't connect because I have a nonprofit called Planting Positive Seeds, and so I do a personal development and workshop. So I'm definitely going to connect with you.
Hey guys, please don't forget I'm over here trying to moderate the show. You guys trying to have a personal conversation.
Oh, sorry, our bad.
We just have a conversation. I just wanted to get you in there, but there's somebody else on the line. Nicole, I want to know if they have a question or comment for you. So hold on a second.
Okay.
Yes, you call from 770-880.
Hi. Hi.
I'm good. What's your name? Where
are
you calling from?
Oh, that's Sabrina. Her name is Sabrina. She's part of our organization. Hi, Sabrina. She's our social media manager.
Hi.
Oh, how are you doing, Sabrina?
I'm good. Thank you. So I actually do have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
And I kind of know the answer, but I want other people to figure it out, too. So with everything that you have going on, how do you find the balance for your personal life?
For my personal life, the beauty of it is that I have an awesome mate that has a business as well, and he has taught me how to disconnect. So after a certain time of the day, we turn off everything and we just have our own time. With my children as well, they're both very involved with the organization. But what is a beauty with our quality time is because they're so involved, we'll do activities with it. So like my oldest daughter, now she's doing cake pops and things that she helped me do the desserts in Houston. So now she's sending me stuff all day in regards to like desserts, building it up. So the beauty of having like-minded individuals in my family, it allows my personal time to really flourish because I know how to turn off. Like when I'm at home, I'm just Nikki. I'm not Nicola. I'm not, you know, and that it took a long time to get that, to get a person that's with me that was just happy to be with me. And so I think that is what allowed me to be able to balance. And also I live by a calendar. So at a certain time, I'm turning the phone off and I'm disconnecting from Girls Who Brunch. I'm disconnecting from my clients at a certain time because I have to give everything the same amount of time.
Right.
Okay.
Great
answer, Sabrina. Yeah, thank you for calling. Listen, Nicola, we got to go. It's 15 minutes of fame.
All right.
We don't want you we're trying to keep it to 15 minutes. Tell everybody where they can follow you about your websites and how they can contact you going through the future, you know, if they need you.
You can check me out at I Am Nicola. Nicola is spelled NICOLA.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or just check out our organization, Girls, plural, Who Brunch Tour.com. That's on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. We're very vocal. We're very happy. We respond. We connect. And if you have a child with the organization, we will help share your child's program because we want every child to succeed. So, again, follow us at girlswhobrunchtour.com. Check us out in December for this media tour. And just thank you again, DJ Gatsby, for having me on your show.
All right. It's a blessing to have you, my sister. Once again, 15 Minutes of Fame, WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. My guests are celebrated authors, philanthropists, motivational speakers, women of just talent. We just heard from Nicola Mitchell. Nicola, I love you. You can keep on listening to LaDonna Marie's interview.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. All right, and we're back. As I said before, 15 Minutes of Fame, DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio Show. We have international best-selling author, Ms. LaDonna Marie, in the building. LaDonna, how are you today?
I am well. How are you, friend?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm in New York. It's cold, you know, but I'm planning a trip, a little vacation for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, so I'm excited as well. This radio show is probably going to be the last thing I do before I get out of New York and try to get a little warmer climate. But for you, everybody who doesn't know, LaDonna Marie is an international best-selling author and poet. She's won numerous literary awards, been nominated internationally. She's traveled internationally. She'll tell us about that. You've been on my show before. We've talked about your books. We've talked about your background and history. What we really want to talk about is what you're currently doing. I understand you just came back from a trip to Africa. Tell us about that trip, and how did you come about to be invited over there?
Okay, so that's so awesome and it's so amazing. I got invited. Okay, a little background. God told me a long time ago when I was younger that I was going to go to the nations, and he told me that as long as I continue to make his name great, that he would make my name great. And so I have been allowing him to lead me and to guide me into every situation and every opportunity that comes my way. I make sure to, you know, I check in with him to make sure it's okay. And so about 2014, I started to write down, you know, hear from him places and things that I would do. And I wrote the vision to make a claim. That's a Bible verse. And so as I began to write that, I just had to live out, you know, and wait for the manifestation of these things. And so Pastor Kim, I've been, you know, connected with her for over 4 to 5 years, and she lives in Georgia. And so she had went last year, and she said that she was going to go this year. And so I then connected with her. I saw that as the opportunity for me to fulfill, you know, to help her serve. I really wanted to go to help her serve and to do what she needed to do over there. And so I got connected with her and Apostle Jones, and we had a team of 10 people. We all went over, and we went over as a missions trip to encourage and empower and to take resources and do community outreach and a revival and a women's conference. So we spent about 8 days over there, and it was totally amazing. It was what I needed to do for, you know, my life as well, the journey of just listening and knowing that, you know, being on target with the assignments and things that God is asking me to do. Yeah. And so it was a great and phenomenal event.
Yeah, I followed you on social media during that journey. I was so amazed. Africa is one of the places, actually the number one place I'd like to visit if I travel. Never been out of the country, and I would say if I ever left, the first place I would go would be one of the countries on West Africa. And so I was really excited for you and happy about, you know, you making that trip. You know, hopefully at another time we can talk more about that. Because again, congratulations, you know, you're following you know, spreading the gospel, spreading the goodness of God, and I'm really, really proud of you about that. I also want to talk to you about your Planting Positive Seeds organization. I've been following that well. You've been very active with it. Tell us about your Planting Positive Seeds organization. What is it? How it was started, and what is the purpose?
Okay. So in 2013, God told me to start Planting Positive Seeds to help him to, you know, help him to help with his children. And so once it started then in 2013, I did a conference. I started it every November where I would empower them and to give them the nurturing and the personal development and the role models that they needed to help them throughout life, just making sure that they were empowered, they were encouraged, they had the life skills. They got that total holistic mind, body, and soul life aspect of life, because you can have academics, you can have all of the other things, but if you don't have that loving touch, that nurturing touch, and that personal development and life skills, then, you know, something will be missing. And so I started it then. I did a Youth for Christ conference in 2013. I took a year off the next time in 2015. I did a Restoration and Resiliency conference, Discovering the Champion in You, which was my first T-shirt. And I did it for adults and also teens, because the adults were saying at the first one, why don't you do this for us? And so I had to spread it out and do it for both. And when I transitioned down from Georgia to Mississippi, I did it again in 2018, and this one I did strictly for women, and I wanted to encourage them, and I did a season to cry out, because a lot of women need to heal, and they go through life wearing a mask, and they needed to heal. And so I did a conference in which they could come together, we can cry out, and that they can heal and get that healing done. I'm so excited about it. I have two components. I have the young team, which I do things for them. I did a retreat this summer of about 25 girls okay. that came in, and I did the retreat. I had five different speakers because I was doing a book at the time called Maximizing, my new workbook called Maximizing Your Inner Strength, and it had five components: to love yourself, to heal yourself, to encourage yourself, to evolve, and to socialize. And so we focused on those parts, sure. and that's what we did with the girls. We did different activities with them. But also with the women in 2020, I'll be doing the Resilient Woman Project, and that's what I'll be doing in November with them here in Mississippi, just to, you know, get them on being resilient and knowing how to bounce back and bounce forward.
Wow. Congratulations, man, on all you've done.
Thank you.
As I mentioned during when I was speaking to Napola, I've always been a fan of yours. You've been winners of DJ Gadget Book Club Awards. I met you in Atlanta in 2014 and have been following you and your career ever since. One of the things that I was very impressed and proud of you for is when you went to Europe for another award, you were nominated for something. I don't remember exactly what it was. I think you were in England.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell us about that trip and that international nomination for your books. Tell us about that trip and how did it come about?
Okay, so they had nominations in for the Diva of Color Award, and this is in England, and I got nominated, and I got nominated for the awards. But they do also go like, you know, you have to be. They have like a limited list. So I got put on the limited list by maybe like December of 2017. And so once I found out that I was on the list of, you know, people that had made the cut, I decided to say, I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to be ready. So I'm going to go. So I decided to go on the trip, you know, whether I was a winner or not, because I felt like my obedience to God in writing these books, I was nominated for my children's book, Larry the Alligator, and also the women's book, Lessons to Mirror Conversations. And so I was nominated as Author of the Year, International Author of the Year. And once I got there, we went, you know, through the award ceremony, and I found out that I won. And it was an amazing experience because it was a testament to the 14-year-old author within me who started out way back then helping God to heal people, helping him to empower them. And I was now standing in, you know, those rewards of just being obedient to the call of writing to empower others.
Yeah, that was an amazing time for me as I was following a lot of the authors and poets that I work with to see them reaching the success and heights that you had. You've been putting God first in your books as a motivational speaker and as an author and mentor. Now, recently you've been recognized by Kish Magazine, KISH Magazine. You've been listed as one of the top 30 influential women movers and shakers in America. What is that nomination? And tell us about how proud you are to be in that group of phenomenal women.
I'm just amazing. I mean, it's just an amazing feeling to, you know, to be recognized for the longevity of my writing career, my literary career, because they, you know, they see me out there and they see me moving. But it's an award because of the influence with, you know, the books that I write and the recognition that I've gotten over the years, you know, really since, 2013, I started being recognized as an international award-winning author. And so it's just that longevity of that career of being noticed and putting out quality books for people to be encouraged, and then to be in a list of 29 other women who are doing the same, who are pouring out powerful books and writers and speakers and pastors and, you know, whatever that God placed in their hearts. And so it was an amazing experience, this recognition for me, and I was very, very humbled, very honored because, you know, regardless if I get an award or not, when God asked me a long time ago, I said yes. And so my yes looks like getting up every day, empowering one person, 20 people, 1,000 people, 50 people, whoever he puts in front of me. And so not only are the 30 women, but I was in Swag Magazine this year, in Mississippi Success Magazine. I've probably been in a lot of them, and also as a Dynasty Dreamer. And it's just been a recognition of my work, my books, my speaking, you know, caring for people, making sure that they've been empowered.
Wow. And a hand clap again, man. You just.
Thank
wow.
you.
Yeah. You know, you. Wow. Yeah, hand clap. Just keep going. You and Nicola have had some very extraordinary success this year. Your guys have been internationally recognized. And I'm just proud to have known you, worked with you, and to, you know, help share the good news of your success. Now, Nicola, are you still on the line? I don't know if she was there or not. She was had a question or comment.
I'm here.
And a young lady. Oh, did you have a question or comment for LaDonna now that you've heard a little bit of her story?
LaDonna, congratulations. I am
Thank you so much.
The thing is, you said the right thing, the perfect way to answer. Like, it's, these are great awards. It feels good to be acknowledged. But just in the recognition, but just know that you're being acknowledged for what God told you to do. When you want,
yes,
you know,
yes,
that's just like the best feeling in the world, and that's how I feel. So I'm excited for you. Go, friend.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. All right, Sabrina, are you still there as well?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you have a question? Did you have a question or comment for our second guest, LaDonna Marie? Now that you've heard her story.
Yes, congratulations, LaDonna. Success is
always the
best thing with anything that you do, actually. So I do have a question. When you write a children's book, how does your mindset shift, or does it, in comparison to when you're writing for adults?
Right, and that's a good question because it totally does shift. When I wrote my first children's book, and this was like 3 years before it actually came out, my sons were actually like maybe very young, 3 and maybe 6 years old, and I wanted to write on a level where they could understand. So I wanted to speak their language, that if they picked it up, you know, they would know exactly, you know, what it was talking about in their language. And so I had to put myself in the mind of what words and what actions and what feelings and, you know, expressions for the characters will be good, that even if they didn't know how to read, they can look at the pictures and they can read the story. They can know what the story was talking about. And so I really wanted to give them language for the things that they were feeling. So it took me out of the mindset of a grown-up, but to look at it from the eyes of how a child would feel when they're making friends, or how they would feel if they were being rejected. And so you do have to take a step back and to see things through their eyes. And that's what I did.
Amazing.
Wow,
thank you.
Great answer. Great answer.
Thank you.
All right. LaDonna, thank you so much for being on the show. You
so
and Nicola
welcome.
Have been. Well, you guys, this 15 minutes fame is turning out to be very, very short interviews, but I am given an opportunity to give you guys to highlight your careers, your success, you know, what your hopes, dreams, and aspirations for the future are, and what your followers and supporters can look forward to. So, you know, to both of you ladies, you know, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to be on the show today. I really, really appreciate it. I know you guys are busy and have a lot going on, and, you know, I just appreciate you taking the time to be on the show tonight. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. All right, so, LaDonna, before we go, can you tell your, you know, listeners where they can follow you on social media and or any websites that they can contact you at?
All right. So you can follow me under LaDonna Marie. That's my page, and I also have a fan page under LaDonna Marie Books. You can find me there. Also, if you go to my website, it's www.ladonnamarie.org, and you can find me on those places, and I'm easy to contact. If you're on Instagram, I'm LMB_poetry, but you can put in Aqua LaDonna Marie, and that will pop up.
Wow. Thanks a lot, guys. All right. So, Nicola, thank you so much for being on the show, my sister. You know, it's all love.
Yes, sir.
And
I
hopefully
am always here to support you.
Yeah, you guys keep me trending. You guys help people be interested in this is a radio show that I got. I actually had people from some FM network stations, radio stations, asking me about the Who's Who and African American Lit Project, did a 15-minute spin radio show and everything, and would I be interested in that? So this is like my tune-up. These are my audition tapes for when and if the opportunity comes to me to have a syndicated radio station show at some point, an FM radio. So thanks to you guys, great interviews, and coming on and supporting me. You know, you're giving me the opportunity to be seen and heard by those who I would not be available to. So thank you. Big hand clap to you guys, too. All right, so once again, it's been 15 minutes of fame. It's your boy DJ Gaff at WBMG Radio with my celebrity guest. I got to call you guys celebrity guests because you're internationally known. You're doing a lot of things for the community. You guys are putting God first in everything that you do, and that's something that's very important to me because that is what I do as well. So we've had Adonna Marie and Nicola Mitchell on the show. We're going to wrap it up, ladies. Thank you. God bless you. I wish you the best of the future and all that you do. Yes, Sabrina, thanks for calling in. A lot of love to you, too.
Thank you.
I may be back on next week. I don't have a show planned yet. But if I don't talk to you, ladies, happy Thanksgiving. God bless you and your families. Be safe. And promise me that you'll all come back on my show again.
Definitely.
Yes, we will.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye,
Ladonna.
Right, bye, friend.
Bye.
Bye.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?